Hello again. Now as we continue our journey in these increasingly darker days, it's relatively quiet still in our community, with regard to seasonal illness anyway. The school return, now almost at half term, has thus so far anyway brought with it little of the usual plague of coughs and colds typically seen on the island about 2 or 3 weeks into schools returning in September. Clearly the COVID restrictions, the minor incursions into foreign lands, different viral strains brought back from far-flung lands, is having an effect. Not seen before, of course, you're learning and gaining experience on the hoof. However, it may not stay as calm as this, for numerous reasons. Not least the Damocles sword of COVID lurking everywhere it seems around the island. Everywhere you turn at the moment, there's COVID. Medics are pretty sanguine about all this, though, as surely it's only a matter of time, methinks, but every day remains a bonus. We can see patients in the surgery. We can travel to visit souls at home and in nursing homes, relatively unfettered. But it still remains a feeling of a calm before the storm. So let's just revisit some points regarding what we might suggest when faced with a child or adult who has suddenly developed a cough or a cold-like problem. The initial questions start with you. Are you concerned enough about him or her to even consider contacting anybody else for medical advice? Often not, of course. It's just a sniffle, a mild fever, looking, feeling, not 100%, but it's the usual viral seasonal thing, maybe. Okay. Simple, homely remedies, the traditional family or personal mechanisms you do at times like this, fine. However, this year, ask yourself some easy questions. Have we, as a family, this person, had any travel history across the way or recent contact with persons who have done so? Any such worry, then contact 111 between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If the person, though, is a bit unwell, then what? Okay, firstly, and you hopefully will know this, have they got any so-called comorbidities? Diabetes, pregnancy, COPD, asthma, immunosuppressed, and they're on steroids or medications from nobles that might render them more susceptible to infection, or have been told that, or heart disease, or a regular heavy smoker, or just by age alone, or are they just getting on a bit? We need to know this stuff, and if you have contacted your own GP or meds, we can quickly find this all out, of course, with your permission, even if it's not your own regular GP or nurse you are speaking to. Unlikely to be COVID, maybe, but if, for example, you were that unwell, and it's a case for nobles, you will be COVID screened, regardless. If you call 111 or ask your GP, they may suggest you call 111 and you may be offered COVID testing as well. If you ring your own GP surgery, that may also be suggested routinely. Every case is different. Sometimes, yes, sometimes, dependent on person and so-called clinical status, a person sitting in a nursing home with no outside source of infection by interactions with staff with no symptoms, probably less likely then to be COVID positive than a younger adult, mobile, sociable person who's been mixing with lots of similarly status bonds. Every case is different, standalone. If or when COVID returns to the island, communities overall, it'll change everything. Every cough being then a cause for concern and query. Finally, a rundown of typical COVID symptoms that way back in March, you may recall. Cough, usually dry, but not always. We got very good at meds and at 111 at detecting COVID cases earlier this year, as the cough was very characteristic. It just was. Shortness of breath, unusual for many who don't have asthma, for example, or similar, or a COPD, or whatever. But typically flu, producing this horrid harsh cough, but not normally shortness of breath. Maybe wheezing, but not normally shortness of breath like this. COVID is different, producing a cough, not that harsh, but persistent, but the shortness of breath is often very obvious in many cases. You can't finish a sentence without kind of catching your breath. Fever, often over, well, 38 or above, muscle aches. And most COVIDs I've spoken to relate this unusual headache, particularly young adults, almost sharp like sinus pain. Sore throat, again not severe, muscle aches, nausea, occasionally diarrhea. Then there's slightly unusual things, like in children, this funny skin rash. The so-called things like COVID toe. Look that one up, perhaps. None of this is new or news, so just a rapid reminder then of what we are likely to ask about. Is it serious, regardless of COVID or not? Well, the usual suspects apply, of course, and they spell trouble potentially. Are we dealing with things like severe shortness of breath, chest pain, looking unwell, cold, clammy, not the usual mental alertness state, a bit drowsy or confused, not drinking or eating anything, not passing much urine, if any at all, at any age, at any time? These are red flag symptoms. And if mixed in with flu-like illnesses, yep, and these things are present, dialing 999, not the GP surgery or meds, would seem more appropriate, a more sensible option. So that's a thumbnail sketch of where we are at the moment. It can all change, though, before the end of this talk. Let's just hope not. Till next week, cheerio.